gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Sonoma Sun FM presents. Live from Sonoma, California.
Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Tim Livingston.
Hey, big time Timmy Jim, what's up?
Pete Livingston.
My name? Tear.
And Sam Livingston.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam. The roughest, toughest He-Man, stuffest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande.
Taking you into Monday, the only way they know how. With love.
I love you, kick puncher.
Los Livingston Brothers on Sonoma Sun FM. KSVY 91.3 Sonoma.
To Rapino, and everybody's got a bomb forward now. Rapino gets the crossing. It's towards Wombat.
Seems a long, long time ago now. He was into this goal. Now Brazil need her to put one in legitimately for them.
And this is maybe where Hope Solo can get her save.
Yes! Brilliant save from Solo! Brilliant save! The biggest moment, this, of her soccer life. Ali Krieger, who recovered from that life-threatening illness 5 years ago, can win it for the USA here. And she does! And the USA are into the last four! It's been a near miracle, this, in Dresden.
Send the ball. Knocks that one toward the alley. That one's trying to split the defense. It's going to be off the wall. Torres rounding, here he comes into second, slapping his hand, Pablo Sandoval, and he has put the Giants in front, 1-0.
Swinging a drive, high and deep to left field, at the wall, home run, Jose Bautista, his second of the night, number 31.
He's unbelievable.
Jose Bautista. We got a caller.
No,
he just missed a caller.
It wasn't a caller. That's one of the...
No.
It's got to be on line one to be a caller.
Jose Bautista.
Hold on.
31 home runs. Live and in effect. 11:03.
All I'm saying... First off, longest intro ever. Welcome to the show. Los Livingston
Brothers.
Worth it. For the three reasons there. Obviously... if I was going to play the highlights from today's Women's World Cup match between in Germany between the United States and Brazil, I mean,
dude, did you hear the crowd?
Yeah, they were nuts.
Insanity.
The big story in that match was
that had to be like what, 100, 200 people?
They said it was about 80,000.
800 people?
80,000, 90,000.
90 people.
No, 1,000, Pete. 1,000.
What?
1,000.
Women's soccer.
1,000.
1,000?
Wow. That place
Times
was,
have changed.
That place is packed.
Times have changed.
The main thing that was, I mean, seriously, this is Brazil we're talking about. And, you know, they're the team that everybody loves worldwide. And they end up getting booed by the end of this thing. And they were firmly behind the U.S., because Brazil was diving all over the place. Calls were going against the United States. They took a horrible call on a penalty kick. It was a red card. There's no reason at all it should have been a red card. And the women played, U.S. played down one woman for 55 minutes.
Wow.
And then on a play where a lot of people think that Brazil was offsides, they still scored a goal. Went up 2-1, 4 minutes into extra time, and the goal we played to start the show by Abby Wambach on that goal, It was in the 122nd minute. So we're talking two minutes into penalty time in extra time. And she crosses it from the left sideline all the way to the right corner box.
Women's soccer.
And it's the most perfect cross ever. And Abby's right there to head it in and send it to penalties. It went to penalties right after. Hope Solo made that save. And then the U.S. was able to take the win in a ridiculous upset, especially considering the scenario. They move on. Right now, they are the favorites to win amongst the final four teams in the Women's World Cup.
The United States?
Yes.
Really? I thought they were big-time underdogs.
The team that is going to give them trouble if they face them in the finals will be Japan.
Oh, man.
Japan moved on. They upended Germany, the host team, in the quarters. So, fun times all around. Oh, it really is. And then, you know, obviously, Panda making the all-star team. We have to give it up for Kung Fu
Good
Panda.
Good job, Panda.
Well done.
Got named to the team today as an injury replacement. It seems like there's 95 all-stars this year. I think
is that like a
getting the call?
Like, this do you? Like, this I don't count. I honestly don't. I don't count that as an all-star vote. I really don't.
It is. I mean, it's
I mean, it's just like the Pro Bowl.
It's kind
if you
of ridiculous.
Get, if you make the Pro Bowl as like an alternate, it's like you know. Tom Brady wanted to go.
You know
like,
what's funny?
Bang
is
really hot.
I think this shows you just model. How important all-star games are. Seriously, that. It's become a popularity contest that nobody wants to go to. Seriously. Yeah. There's a lot of people who get voted onto these things, and they're like, hey, you know what?
Blame the Chinese.
Okay, we'll blame the Chinese.
Yeah.
By the way, underscore, Yao Ming retiring on Friday.
Dude's been hurt too much. Liability.
Just absolutely... His
send him back
shot,
to the Nike factory.
And he will not play in the NBA again. Pete, you're bad tonight. What? You're punchy. What is this?
I don't know.
God, seriously.
Mike Vrabel calls it quits unexpectedly.
I'm not surprised. He's getting old. The lockout hasn't got a freaking end in sight right now.
That's true. But I will say, I don't think there has been a defensive linebacker who has caught more touchdowns
That's right.
than Mike Vrabel.
You're right about that. Pete,
and
we haven't brought up the sound effects here, man.
The sound effects?
Yeah,
what sound effects?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, right? Right
the
answer?
Game show ones. Right.
You gotta...
Oh.
I forgot that, too.
Yeah. Come on, Sam. Stay on top of it.
Jeez.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Jeez, Pete. You're just... You know, I mean,
okay.
Come on. Thank
there
you.
There we go. Okay. Let's see what else we got going on. A car causes Tour de France. Franck. Crash.
I'd
hope,
hate to
I
be
hope
that
he
guy.
Got a ticket. That's all I'm saying. Because
Pete's, by the way, looking at Yahoo News and just like, oh, hey, you know what? This works. We'll talk about this.
Oh, dude. Okay. Returning soldier surprises his children. Dude, so many people are just like trying to milk that stuff. Like, they have a show now. On like Lifetime,
they can make TV about anything. Pete.
That's base. It's all it is.
They can make TV
is
about anything.
Soldiers coming home.
They can make TV about anything.
To like girlfriends,
Pete,
like pregnant girlfriends.
We just lost the veteran demographic,
and I'm not hating on the veterans. It's just like, man, how much more do we have to? You know,
I get what you're saying. It's like they already have a tough enough time, and now it's like there's television channels trying to kind of like. Make some gig out of it.
What's it called?
Exploiting.
Exploiting. Thank you, Sam.
Go.
Thank you, Sam.
Sam. And
long day today.
Sam's the only one in college right now, so he's the one who's going to be saying the big words.
We got to ride your coattail, Sam, into professionalism.
You shall hang on tightly to my coattail.
We will. We'll go on a ride. Grab onto my butt cheeks, as Powdered Toast Man used to say.
You know, you guys, we've been on the air for half a year now.
We've done it.
We've
officially, we have made it.
We've done 26 shows. Can you believe that? 26 shows.
And now it's the
we got a long way to go.
And only two of them reviewable, listenable.
I know. Well, we come along. We are the epitome of glorified podcasts.
Well, the thing is.
Podcast gone radio show.
What's funny is that, you know, we were thinking about doing a podcast.
We did do a podcast.
We did. You're correct. No, That's not the right answer sound.
I think it's like Family Feud bell or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
It's okay. We don't need the sound.
Whatever.
We don't need the sound.
I'm not looking for the sound right now. I'm just looking for when, you know, we're going to need it later. That's just how
we
it
don't
is.
Need to be that gimmicky.
Pete!
We can rise above the gimmicky.
Come on.
See, that's not gimmicky.
How is that not gimmicky?
Tell me, why would that be gimmicky? People are amazed by this wonderful Argentinian man.
See, look, you can't even get that weak little bell to play during. Yeah. That's how powerful
it is. Take your bell and stick it up your... Can we say the A...
There it is. See, that's...
Can we say...
Yeah, you can.
Take your bell and cram it up your ass.
Wow.
Ass.
Yeah. That... Hey, bro, high five, Sam.
Sick burn, bro.
Yeah, sick burn. Tim, suck on that.
Hey, ways to get man's attention quickly.
I know one way. Get a Hyundai Sonata.
Whoa.
Gangster. Can we play... we need... next episode playing right now as we talk about somebody
Pete,
on the show.
Find the instrumental because I can't play it unless you want to listen to. So you
bad
make
gangster
a new
words.
Tab.
You have those bad gangster words on your iPod.
Yeah, sorry, I don't think we
could.
Can
we
dot co.
He's horrible at typing
dot country?
Right now. By the way,
I don't know.
He is typing way too fast for his own good.
Well, all I'm saying is that I think Hyundai Sonata should be worked into gangster rap more often.
How?
Like, I want to hear Lil Wayne rapping about a Hyundai Sonata. Wouldn't that be sick? If someone just started rapping about Hyundai Sonatas?
Do you know who actually sang songs about Hyundai Sonatas? Was Beck.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's... Ah, dude. You don't get street cred.
You kidding me? Beck's got major street cred.
Beck does not...
Pete, play something. Either one of them works because they're instrumental. You don't have to worry about words.
God, you're just...
Okay, start talking about your Hyundai Sonata.
I do. I have a Hyundai Sonata now. My first ever new car, 2012. It's white, like me. It is two-tone, tan and black interior. It's not leather. It's not
just
vinyl.
Like the
it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that nice material, that kind of poly-blend material. It's sexy. Whatever it is, it's sexy.
Sexy Korean. Korean style.
Bluetooth, XM, all that good stuff. 40 miles to the gallon.
Gangster. What are you rolling on? What kind of rims you got on
I'm
that?
I'm rolling 12s.
You got 12s, no, but you keep them clean?
I do. I keep those things
clean.
You
should get some 20s.
Dude, come on.
Put some 20s on that Hyundai Sonata. Is that what you need to go with?
I'm gonna get 20. I'm gonna get 28s. I'm gonna make the wheels bigger than the rubber on the tires, and I'll have a scraper, like E40. I'll actually have a scraper.
Nice.
Like there will be no rubbers on the wheels. It would only be wheels.
No rubbers. You heard it right here, that's Timmy.
No rubbers.
Big time, Timmy Jim.
No rubbers.
No rubbers.
No rubbers. So. Let's see. I mean, seriously, it is a nice car. I'd like to thank the fine folks at Petaluma Hyundai for hooking a brother up. Get me a plug, yeah. They do good work. Get over there. They have two of these things left. If you want one,
I
go
do
get
want
one.
One.
Seriously, they are sick individual automobiles.
I do
I
want
think
one.
You will enjoy them.
We need to get paid. We really need to get paid for doing this. Just shameless... Shameless
toilet
plug.
Paper gown shirt.
Shaq supposedly got picked up by Turner Broadcasting.
Oh please,
the
please say he's joining Chuck.
Yeah,
please click
that's,
on the.
That's the rumor.
Oh man,
Shaquille O'Neal is with Mr. Charles Barkley, and they do have the video on here of him fighting Charles and Shaq.
Pete, you have to turn off one YouTube.
No, it's okay.
YouTube.
We won't play that. I'm just saying it's there if you want to see it. But Shaq, not a big surprise, going into the... he's going into the broadcasting business.
I'd like to thank everybody.
I'm so excited right now. Did you just see that done by Kobe Bryant?
And you buying the scrub. I dunked on him so much in practice.
There you go.
Tiger to make special announcement. He has gone back to his horse.
Yeah, he's taking his talent of banging really hot mistresses to South Beach,
yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
And will be joining the entourage of the Big Three.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not the Big Three. I take that.
Baseball manager makes odd mistake. Of course it's Tony La Russa. God. Tony La Russa just, you know.
Tony La Russa's a man, dude.
No, he's not.
You don't like Tony La Russa?
He used to be the man. I don't think. I think he's kind of, you know.
You think he's overrated?
No. I don't think he's overrated. I just think that right now he's not as good as people think he is. He's very much the Derek Jeter of managers.
Oh, dude, that's a low blow.
And you notice that I didn't put Jeter his 3,000th hit, the home run.
No, it shouldn't be.
You're dang right.
That dude has been. The fact that he made an All-Star team is just.
He's the captain.
More the reason.
He has to be there, Pete.
Makes me want to throw up.
Don't hate on the captain.
Makes me want to throw
up. Don't hate on the captain. But here we are. It is a beautiful, beautiful Sunday night here in Sonoma. The drunk people are restless. We have one guy across the street right now who seems to be walking very, very slowly. I don't know what his deal is, but he seems to be taking one step at a time. He might have a transistor.
I think he's looking at something.
I think he's trying to get a good signal on his transistor radio so he can listen to the show, in which case I approve. Very much so approve.
Oh, looks like he's got... No. Oh, he's walking.
What is he doing? Anyone who can see this man on West Napa Street walking towards the square and can tell me what he's doing, 707-933-9133. And as you we talked about on Facebook... 12th person to call in tonight, Pete. What do they win?
They win an orangutan.
No, that's 13, Pete.
Oh,
no,
12th that. Caller.
12th
gets
12th
a
caller wins.
Baby, a baby humpback whale.
That's right. You're right.
Gibby Zia posting the instrumental
the
for
clean version.
Dr. Dre. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you,
sir.
Gibby. Gilbert, very much so. I kind of feel as if that is. You know what's funny is I don't know how many people like know that album exists anymore. Isn't that sad? Like people are
so quick to forget.
I know.
No, man, that is one of the downfalls
of society.
Yeah, it really is. People are so quick to forget.
They want to listen to that dance techno mix of that.
I don't know what's up with that. Sal Chavez, I know you love it.
Wiz Kafali song. No.
Hey, whatever Euro is doing.
I want to listen to the next episode 30 times in a row.
I could do that and not get bored.
Not gonna go. So, you know, the last 6 months, you guys, we've had a lot of fun. We really have. It's been we've had some fantastic guests. You know, if we
have.
I mean, we really have. Pete, you should go to the website, and we can kind of go from week to week and just kind of see who we've had on the show.
Well, we've had Victor Dogface Ratliff.
Well, let's go down the list, Pete. Let's not guess. Let's do this professionally. Go to Los Livingston Brothers.
No, that was professional. That was a professional,
no,
highly calculated, very high percentage guess.
Pete's talking more with his fingers than he is with the keyboard.
You have to speak with your fingers. I'm going to Italy.
Oh!
That's people, Tim... If he's gonna do the O's, you gotta back away from the mic.
No, I don't.
Give the listeners.
My ears kind of had a tingling.
JD
sensation.
Parisi 933-9133. If you think I should say,
my ears
as
are
loud
tingling
as I could, because like, I will.
They tingle like when Daddy slaps them.
Wow.
Except it doesn't feel warm and runny on the side afterward.
Yeah.
Ew. Wow.
That is the sound of me typing in loslivingstonbrothers.com.
Yeah, seriously. Pete has a post that he put up about...
I did a little post about the scariness of creating a documentary. By the way, I don't know if I talked about it. I went to the... we went to the Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition...
We didn't talk about that.
...release party.
Yeah, we had Sal on last week.
Which was pretty cool.
Sal Chavez has come on. He's pimped his basketball game the last 2 weeks. We haven't been able to talk about like that.
No, yeah, we were there.
Yeah.
Los Livingston Brothers was in attendance.
We were in attendance.
And we did... we got a little hands-on with the third strike... HD remix online, and we got to play the already released arcade edition.
And I got rolled.
Tim got rolled.
I got rolled twice.
Like Rick rolled.
Big time. You know, I got rolled tonight by the number one PSN Sakura player. Dude,
can we say S-H-I-T?
No.
Can we say C-R-A-P?
You can say that, yes.
Sometimes you just get crapped on like that by PSN.
Yeah.
Because that happens. Like, I'll just be on. I'm going to get some casual games in before work.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, hey, how about you play like the 10th ranked Yun? You're just like, oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, this will work out great.
I just played the 50th ranked Bison. That was fantastic.
Yeah. And it'll happen. You'll get like three guys in a row. You're like, you know, I'm only like the 500th ranked
Sagat
player in the world.
I'm the 1600th ranked Sagat in the world because I don't play as much as Pizza.
Dude, speaking of which, my player points have plummeted since you came over. No, not because of that, but like since then, I've just been like losing. I'm just so inconsistent now. Like I just, you know, got on maybe like 2 weeks ago and I was playing and I think I won like 20 or something and just like ridiculous. It's like one.
I curse your control.
And then, yeah. And then Tim came over. He's like, dude, I want to play some AE. I was like, get on them sticks. Got on the sticks and just got down to like 300 player points. I lost like 700 player points. And then I was like, oh, I'll get him back.
There's no way I could lose 700 player points. You lose like 5 to 10 player points a match.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
When you play people that are around your ranking, you can lose up to 70.
Whatever.
I'm serious.
Damn.
That's what happens.
Okay.
Pay attention to that. If you lose, like you lost like the 50th ranked and like the first ranked Sakura.
I lost like 1 point.
Which means, yeah, that's what happens because there's such a big discrepancy. They don't penalty. You're like, yeah, you suck, so we'll only hit you, like, 1 point.
Thanks for that.
You know what
dude.
I mean?
Appreciate
when
it.
In reality, they should give you points for just showing up anyway, not, like, quitting right away.
So going down the list of people who have contributed to this radio broadcast that you
Tim Livingston.
Pete.
What is that?
You clicked on.
Yeah,
you kind of clicked we on don't something need accidentally.
I clicked on the Matrix. That was the sound of the Matrix.
Thank you, Pete.
You need robot ears.
So Gibby Zia was our first guest because we like thanking our friends, and we thank Gibby Zia for being a guest. And then he became a regular caller after that. Weird Pete, really, really weird. Every time he called, I had to pick hair out of my microphone.
That's strange.
It is. It's very strange.
Also strange, the stank is once again gone from my microphone. My microphone, there's like this weird thing going on.
I think someone eats like something that just like doesn't belong in the human mouth.
I think somebody believes that the host that precedes us here on the
might not be them. It could be somebody
with
else.
His butt.
Or they may rub the microphone on the undercarriage region. Of the male genitalia.
I hope not. Because if that's
the
truth.
It's like they ran a mile.
Wow. Really?
You know, and they're very out of shape, so they're very sweaty. And then they desecrated the microphone.
God, that's wrong. So
I'm just saying. It smells like that sometimes. Not that I would know.
So Gibby joined us in our second show ever. And then on February 6th, we had Victor Dogface Ratliff.
Great
and
show.
Man, that was a fantastic show. We haven't had Dogface on since
then. We should get
him
back on.
I think it would be great to have him post-Evo. I think him, because he's going to be at Evo,
why
obviously.
Why not pre-Evo?
Well, we could have him pre-Evo.
We have that weekend.
It would be the 23rd. You'd have to get him on the 23rd.
We could do that.
Because you're not going to be here for the 30th. I'm going to have to do the 30th.
I'll call in.
Yeah. Well, you could. You could call in and we could
I may be intoxicated because it is the last night of Evo.
Yeah.
Last night of filming.
Yeah.
And I got nothing else. But
thanks. Appreciate that.
I may be getting
Pete's
some
drunk right now.
Where am I?
Yeah, thank you. So Dogface came on February 6th. That's a great show. You can go
great
online.
Show. That's our Valentine's Day show, right?
The week before. Because our Valentine's Day show was the next week because we had Marvel versus Capcom 3 Eve, and we were all stoked for it.
Very cool.
So we had that. And then we had Neo on February 27th, and he talked a lot about, obviously we talked about his money match record and how he's still undefeated. And then we talked about pro wrestling leading up to WrestleMania in about a month's time. And talked about his relationship with Tavad Khan, the pro player, the pro poker player, who's a huge fan of what he does. So that was pretty cool. Then we had Keats on the next week, and he kind of talked about the Marvel scene, and then he talked about
His tournament
that ended up being a fantastic tournament, probably the best tournament the Midwest had ever seen. So that was pretty cool.
Then we had Eric Ritz.
Yeah, then we had Eric come on from Segunda Caída
on the 20th of March.
And we talked to pro wrestling, and we talked about the Giants and how they were going to win 108 games right now, but they're not on pace for that. Obviously, April 10th is our magnum opus so far. 20 minutes in, I'm carrying the show by myself, basically. And Pete...
Sam is nowhere to be found.
You know, Pete...
He was
Sam,
just...
Sam was just...
Sam checked out. Sam checked out 5 minutes
Sam
in.
Sam was totally shell-shocked. The fact that it was just him and I, he was like, I don't know what to do here.
It's like when that guy took over in...
Major League.
What's his name?
Marty. Fly ball.
Caught.
Yeah.
It's like, Sam, you got to fill in. He was just like,
So Pete stumbles in drunkenly. Taylor stumbles in not so drunk, so we think. And then he proceeds to wow us for 35 minutes. And it was without a doubt our show's finest half hour and 5 minutes. So go online, check that out. That's the April 10th show. Eric came back on April 24th. Barb made the first of her two appearances, this one on Mother's Day on May 8th, and she was a big hit, got to say.
Big hit, no pun intended.
The big guy.
Yeah.
And then, Sam's legendary Legend of Round Valley reading was the next week on May 15th.
That wasn't a special guest.
That was not a special guest, but we still think it was awesome.
And was that it? Is that all of our special guests? Salvador Chavez.
And then Sal Chavez came in the last 2 weeks.
And that's it. That's our list.
Yeah, that is basically. But it was a lot of fun. We had some really great moments. We had my birthday on a show. That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
I can't believe I came here sober enough to talk through the show.
It's amazing.
But then again, if I was drunk enough, I'd be just like any other radio talk show host.
Whoa, Pac-Man was arrested at a bar?
Yeah, isn't this something?
Did Miss Pac-Man break up with him?
Pete, do we really need to talk about Pac-Man Jones being arrested at a bar?
Oh, Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, Pac-Man, come on.
I thought it was Pac-Man.
That's a worse pun.
Waka waka waka.
Pun than anything else.
He's like, where's my power pellets?
Yeah.
Give me some cherries and a key.
By the way, next week we will be preempted. We will be in Southern California enjoying some vacation time.
If any of our Southern California listeners, if we have any, if you're listening in.
Gibby in Orlando.
If you are listening in and you would like to have a meet and greet, possibly have us sign some autographs.
We will be at the Camelot Inn.
The Camelot Inn of Orange County.
On
the heart
Harbor
of Orange
Boulevard.
County, right there across the street from Disneyland. We will be in the park. I think we'll be setting up a booth right in the front of Main Street.
We will.
For Los Livingston. They may have fireworks that evening for us.
Yes.
I think they're going to be doing fireworks for us every night. Throughout the duration of our stay. And I think they might even put on a special light and music show. I think they're going to call it like Fantasmic or something on the water.
Well, see, what's great about that was...
All that for us. If you would like to be part of it, please join us.
The great part about that was we worked out a deal where from the 12 to 1 a.m. midnight hour on Main Street, on that Sunday night, they were going to play a replay of one of our favorite episodes of Los Livingston Brothers to play amongst the fan base there on Main Street, which I thought was really cool. And they're actually paying us to let them play that.
No, it's going to be great. I think they're going to let us broadcast live.
Yeah, we are.
From the castle.
The Radio Disney booth that's normally there in Tomorrowland will be Los Livingston Brothers booth all 3 days we're in Disneyland.
Yeah.
And we will take over every single hour.
We will not be wearing pants.
No pants.
Let that be known.
I mean,
no pants,
exactly.
But we will be wearing Mickey ears.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey ears, most definitely.
The funniest part about it is, like I said, normally you pay to have that type of access. They're paying us, and we couldn't be happier.
We couldn't.
We really couldn't. Right there next to the Tomorrowland Terrace, we will be there, like I said. all day, 3 days in a row, and signing autographs the fourth day at the Camelot Inn that is right across the street from the east entrance of Disneyland. And we will be there down there this weekend for all of you Southern California Los Livingston Brothers fans. So please come out and see us. We will cup your buttocks for you if you ask nicely.
Yes.
Yeah. Even if you don't ask, we probably will. Yeah, we probably will. We probably will. So,
do you think it was smart that we gave away our hotel location?
I don't think so. You know, if we get mobbed by people, like if they come down and they mob us, I'm really like, I want to have the Beatles experience.
Do you immediately regret that you just...
Pete, we didn't tell them what room we were staying in.
Put ourselves in... What if they come to the front desk?
Pete, you know what? If they come and see us, like if like the most...
You let it slip. I'm just saying.
You know what? If the most beautiful actresses that play the Disney princesses decide they need to come up to our room while we were at the Camelot Inn on Harbor Boulevard in Anaheim, room number to be determined, I think we let them, Pete. I think we let them. I mean,
that's on you. I'm taking
objections, Sam. Objections.
Not here.
That's it. Two to one, Pete. We win. Winning. Duh. Winning. God. Toilet paper gowns. You know, Yahoo's got some horrible, horrible news stories.
And some
today.
Horrible people on the comments boards. I'm not gonna lie. It's like they forget that they're supposed to use common sense when they
Come on, you're talking about
the internet.
You're talking about article commenters. That's not exactly like, you know, the Harvard educated people that would listen to our show. You guys are getting texts over there. I enforced a no texting policy on my phone starting at 11 o'clock. What's going on here?
I take text messages at all hours. I am completely and fully accessible.
I guess so.
To fans.
I guess so. So, what is your favorite moment that our show has had in the first half year? Pete, go ahead.
My favorite moment was probably when Taylor came in the studio. Yeah. That was fun.
He was a lot of fun, I gotta say.
Can I see what?
Sam is looking for something.
I'm gonna check my email.
Uh oh.
Are you really?
Sam, what?
Yes.
Sam is just going to check his email, ladies and gentlemen, on show.
Sam doesn't give a damn that we're in the middle of a radio
show. Sam does not care about the radio show.
I love the...
He's just like, oh, hang on, you guys. Get Sam, out of the way. I got to check my email.
I love the dedication to the show that you're checking your email.
Shafty76. That's a nice name.
Sam needs to learn how to spell his name correctly. By the way, once again, loslivingstonbrothers.com or the Los Livingston Brothers fan page on Facebook. We're up to 139 fans.
Mail time.
We gained one a fan more. This week.
We did. We need one more to make it an even 140.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. Those computers starting to remind me of our downstairs computer at home. Oh, server not found.
I don't have a downstairs denied. Where I live.
Yeah, Pete only lives in the upstairs. There he is. Sam, what'd you get? You're not looking up.
What, Sam?
What'd you buy from?
What's in here?
Steam?
Huh?
Oh, that was kind of something I was gonna mention. I got some pretty sweet deals off
Steam.
Of Steam.
Is that a pornography website?
No, Steam.
It's steamy.
Steam.
Steamy.
Sam.
Well, that's a variation of it. Yeah. But there is a website known as Steam, and it's for digital game downloads. And I got some really sweet deals.
We would just like to give a shout out to, I would say he's probably our number one fan, Sterling Lundquist.
Yeah.
Sterling.
We had to.
He actually, People may not know this, but he actually protects all of Sonoma County.
He does.
From terrorists.
Yes, he does.
So, do you want to know why there hasn't been any terrorism going on in Sonoma County?
That's right.
Sterling Lundquist.
Winning.
He is the reason why.
Sans spending money on Steam. By the way, speaking of fantastic deals, I think we did the right thing in not buying NBA Jam. Because they are releasing an even better version of NBA Jam on the PlayStation Network this fall for $15.
Why is it Hoorah. So good?
Because they are improving.
Make me care about buying NBA Jam for the PlayStation Network. Go.
Okay. So basically, it is a full console game that does not cost $50. It
You've
costs $15. Whoa. How do I lose you, Pete?
Okay, keep going.
Okay. So improved graphics.
Okay, I'm interested.
You have to
don't
no
don't whore out the right answer.
Okay, you're gonna have more moves.
Slow it down.
You're gonna have more players. You're gonna have more secret players.
What secret players?
They have Pete. It's just been basically announced by EA.
It's who are the secret players?
Pete, I don't know who the secret players are. God,
please tell us.
Come on, tell me on this.
You know how to take
losing Pete, interest.
There's not that much information about it. The only information I have is that's going to be $15, and it's going to be this fall.
Give me a secret player.
Pete,
right now.
You spend $15 on a pizza at Mary's.
Give me,
and you only eat it once.
Give me a secret player, and I might just buy the game.
You want a secret player? Secret player?
Give me one.
Okay.
They better be in the game, too.
Ricky Rowe is going to be in
Ricky
NBA.
Rowe?
God.
Who is that?
Your blue chips knowledge is absolutely horrible.
Oh.
God. Pete.
Okay.
Who the hell? Ricky Rowe.
I didn't know we were going there. You could have said Jesus Shuttlesworth.
No. I was going to go with Papa Shuttlesworth.
Okay, what else? Keep going. Secret players and
it's a $50 game that's going to be $15.
I'm so glad
you said that at the beginning.
That's the draw, Pete.
Dude, I'm not convinced yet.
How are you not convinced?
All you said that it was going to be new moves.
Pete, how about this?
Secret player.
How about this? Why wouldn't you not want to buy an updated version of NBA Jam? Sell me on you not wanting to have NBA Jam, Pete.
Okay. Think about it like this. If you want to look at it in a party standpoint, okay, $15, I could go down to the El Dorado Kitchen, their little cafe corner, during a Giants game, get beers half off for $3.
One time for $15, Pete. You can play NBA
but
Jam
the memories,
as long as you want.
But the memories would last forever.
Pete,
what little memories
why
you would
you
have
not
from
want
drinking
to
five
unlock,
or six beers.
Why would you not like to unlock...
Five beers.
Like, let's say Chris Mullin is an unlockable player in the new NBA Jam
now,
game.
Now
okay,
I'm
and you hit the duck button in the backcourt corner of as far away from the hoop as you can.
He would just shoot a three.
And you hit the shoot...
He would just shoot a three. Now you're just...
He would travel like Ken's... He would travel all the way across the floor and finger roll it in. That's what Chris... Because he's got a zero for a dunk.
He would shoot a three-pointer.
Pete, you don't remember... Chris Mullin had a couple of nasty dunks.
No, Chris Mullin could dunk.
Yeah, he could.
He could dunk.
I think he has to be the greatest St. John's player of all time.
No, he is the greatest St. John's player of all time.
That's what I thought.
Top 50 all-time NBA's greatest
players. He is. Totally underrated.
And he had a crew cut.
Yeah, he did. And he rocked that thing into the
90s. He still has a crew cut.
Yeah, he does. Come on, man.
He just looks like the kind of guy that...
Don Nelson took him from the brink of alcoholism and turned him into a freaking Hall of Fame player.
That's true.
I mean, that's pretty nuts. Chris Mullin, man. Winning.
What would be another secret character? You have me interested again. You might make the $15...
Fat Charles Barkley. And he would and there would be burgers on the floor. and instead of the turbo boost, every time he had a burger, he'd go on fire and he'd be able to dunk from anywhere on the court. And then every time that he would block someone, he'd say, "That's terrible."
Fat Charles Barkley.
Or how about Deputy Sheriff Shaq?
No, no, now you're losing me. If Deputy Sheriff, Deputy Sheriff Shaq,
Pete,
that's you're losing.
What
me.
About like
Fat Charles Barkley?
How about
fat, fat round mound of rebound?
How about
you had me?
How
now
about
you're losing me again?
How about Big Country? Circa now instead of 1996.
That just makes me sad because the dude was tight coming out of Oklahoma State.
How about Sean Kemp?
I knew you were going to go Sean Kemp. That's
four,
funny.
Four kids in. So, like, yes. On the decline,
dude,
Sean
this is just
Kemp.
Getting depressed. Yeah, it's exactly. On the decline.
Sean Kemp. Sean
that's
Kemp.
That's just sad. That's
Sean
like when he
Kemp
went,
is the most dominating player in the history of NBA Jam.
Instead of going on fire, it's like, oh, he's getting something in his pants.
Dude, see, Fat Charles Barkley, amazing.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Then, I mean, when you talk Fat Sean Kemp, not cool. Like, sad. Who do you try to make his, like, comeback with?
The Orlando Magic.
Was it the Magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just like, oh, Sean Kemp, come on, man. He was, like, 80 pounds overweight or something.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How about, like, how about Lil Penny? What if Lil Penny was an unlockable play?
Getting interested again.
Yeah.
You took a pretty big nosedive with Deputy Shaquille O'Neal and...
What if Bill Murray from Space Jam was an unlockable player?
Okay, I'd be pretty interested in that.
Now you're getting Sam on board.
Larry's clear.
Yeah, you got to turn that up.
Yeah, I turned it up. I turned that up! Turn my headphones up!
But that's a good one. Sam, who would you like to see... In
the new NBA Jam that Pete already hates.
With your limited National Basketball Association knowledge, who would you like to see in the game? First name that comes into your brain.
Well, okay, well, those Livingston brothers would be sweet.
But okay, that would be cool.
Yeah, I like that a lot. How about this? How about Larry Johnson as Grandmama?
Ooh, okay.
How about Steve Urkel? What if Steve Urkel was an unlockable
player? He could team up with himself and is like... His martial arts form. Remember when he just goes into
yeah,
the
dude,
machine,
I don't know what
like,
that's about. He's one of the most uncoordinated person or people.
You mean Steve Urkel?
Urkel. And
But then he can play ball like a mofo.
Exactly. I don't get it.
I like it.
How can you just pick
he's
up a ball?
He's a basketball savant, Pete.
But he like breaks things uncontrollably, falls all over. He can't dance.
Dude, he did the Urkel dance. How can you say the dude can't dance?
No, that's not dancing. No, exactly. Dance. See the Urkel dance, and that qualifies as not being able to dance. And he can go.
Urkel dance, is it a dance or not? 933-9133.
In Chicago. Like, they're not in, like, country bumpkin section of Illinois. They are in Chicago, Illinois. And they enter a 2-on-2 basketball tournament, okay, where they compete against some of the most hardcore basketball players in all of Chi-Town. And you mean to tell me that Steve Urkel is going to win? Can you honestly tell me?
Yeah, I could.
Again, and he beat Eddie in Spider. Remember the guy's name was Spider?
Pete, do you realize who his freaking teammate
was?
Yeah,
it was Grandmama Larry Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's believable. But the fact that Eddie and Spider made it to the finals, those would have been bounced at least in round two. They probably would have got like some little middle school kids round one and then get bounced round two.
Pete, white man can't jump rules.
And you're telling me that guy that we're watching on YouTube would make it to the finals doing that dance.
Yeah. This would be the halftime show. He'd do it. I'm not joking.
Tim, you're the only one who can stand behind.
Pete, I watched Family Matters probably from start to finish in the series 5 times. I stand behind my...
No, you did not. I guarantee you did not watch it when they went off to college and the show went bad.
Dude, Pete, I watched it when Urkel went to space in the series finale. He humiliated me,
but you humiliate me every day. Waldo
Geraldo Faldo, by the way, like the greatest
like lackey character of all time.
He was awesome.
I wonder if someone made a Waldo quotes video.
That could be cool.
See, my whole thing with this is that Family Matters watched an episode of Saved by the Bell and decided, you know what, we need to do that. No joke, they did. That had to have been it. That's the only way they would have been able to do that. I don't even know. I don't even want to know what the heck that is.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We're not going to touch that.
We don't need to go there.
Once again, another reminder, we will be preempted a week from tonight. That is the 17th of July. So we're going to have our greatest hit show. I think we decided the Taylor Seagrass show. I think that is our show to go with. I think that's our show of choice that we want to
put up. That's a good one.
Either that or the Dogface interview, whichever one. I think Seagrass is a lot better. I think that was the kind of the apex of the first half of our year here at Sonoma Sun FM.
J.D. Parisi with the, I think it's an Italian.
Oh! Yeah, that's what he did.
Oh, hey!
Hey, Pete, you know what? We gained two fans since we...
Oh, man, what? We did it, guys.
Yes.
We did it. We're up to 141.
Through the power of Urkel's dancing, we have achieved greatness.
Do you know it's Pete? Did you see that when we did Urkel?
Andrew Boteri likes Los Angeles.
He's probably listening to us right
Pete,
now. Urkel's
Team
listening
Stash.
Team Stash. Team Dude, Stash. Stashberry.
Stashberry.
The greatest team to ever be thrown together on a weekend down in San Diego. Team Stashberry, Team Andrew Boteri, and Peter Livingston went undefeated in beer pong. Didn't lose a game all night. We won money. I can't remember how much money
Pete,
we won.
You're gonna have to link.
Andrew, if you're listening in, please post on the Los Livingston Brothers Facebook page.
Yeah.
How much money we won?
Andrew, please post the story of that because you know it's pretty awesome.
We had at one point we had a fan page. I think.
Yeah, you did. And like 7 people liked it. I was one of them.
I wonder how many we had.
Pete, look it up. Stashberry.
Stashberry. I gotta see how it's.
Yeah, that has to be it.
Oh, there it is. 99
Oh,
members.
My God!
We have 99
Pete, we gotta join the group. We have to be a 100th member.
Yeah! Oh, man. Whoa.
Oh, man.
Dude. We are, 100 people.
That's
Stashberry.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, go to Stashberry, STA. That is my mustache. That is my dirty-ass mustache. I mean, this thing is just disgusting. STA. Chebury. Type it into Facebook. Search it. It was a combination of the dirty mustache that I had and the $4 Stephon Marbury Starbury jersey that Andrew Boteri had. And combined together, we created Stashberry. And the really sad... / disgusting but beautiful thing about this is that I had that mustache all weekend long.
Yeah, you did.
Like, we went to the beach, and I just walked around with a really disgusting... Andrew, with the mustache. Like, we went to the beach, and I just had, like, this disgusting mustache and, like, my, like, crucifix cross. Like, I looked like a dirty...
Yeah, you did.
Dirty J.D. Parisi.
Dirty eye tie. Dirty eye tie.
Eye tie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just like, hey!
Stashberry!
Oh!
I'm here to shoot pong balls!
That's right.
Oh!
But, we got a comment on the Little Livingston Brothers fan page. Andrew Boteri says, Team Stashberry... Winning with the pound sign, what's it called?
The hashtag for winning. And he clarifies that Pete and Andrew won technically $100 off of Alex Ilsley, but they do not think they actually collected on
We felt really bad because...
You just rolled.
Like, it actually got to the point where we were telling people...
You got Boteri texting you right now. This is phenomenal.
Oh, we got him! And Fembot Rach.
Ratch.
listening in.
Fantastic.
Right now. But yeah, we actually got to the point where we were just like, no, really, like, stop playing. Like, we were just like, stop playing us. Uh-huh. We will beat you.
It's over.
We really, like, don't make us do this. And they were just like, no, we're playing. We are going to play $100. We're like, don't, please don't do it.
You don't want to lose your money.
You don't need this right now. And it happened. And then it was one of those things where we were just like, we can't take your money.
Just
give us our undefeated record and let us just enjoy the party.
And I remember hearing this story. I just remember it was right after my birthday. Like, Pete went down to San Diego when he was living at Fullerton. All of a sudden, I see Team Stashberry go up. And I'm like, what the heck is Team Stashberry? Oh, man. Just phenomenal stuff. Absolutely phenomenal stuff. Just incredible. I'm still smiling.
But that was probably the apex of beer pong playing for me.
Basically. My favorite beer pong memory was when I was in Santa Cruz.
Hang on, I got to interrupt. Just because I think it was called Chuck and Berry's, something like that. They went out of business, but you could get, that's the only place you could get Stashberries.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not Stashberries, Starberries.
Stashberries.
Hope Stefan Marbury is listening. He's like, dude, I like
China.
Stashberry.
Josh Okoyan could talk to Marbury for you.
Dude, I'll have him hook it up.
Dude.
We'll get an exclusive we will repackage Starberries as Stashberry.
No joke.
And we will make tens of thousands of dollars.
Tell.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Tell Sal.
Because you can
talk to Josh, to talk to Stefan, that we need four pairs of Marbury, Starberries. And we're going to put mustaches right above the Starberry part.
No, on the star. It's like the Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
The Carl's Jr. face, except with a really dirty, not completely filled in mustache.
Oh, God. Like the Pringles can mustache.
It's going to be.
Not as full as a Pringles can mustache. Go to Stashberry. You will see the ever so discussion.
Oh, he's so Pringles. Where your curly mustache at?
Thank
you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. But, you will see the disgusting mustache that I had for one weekend of my life.
Man.
It's gross, but at the same time,
Chelsea will never kiss you again.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought that up. Chelsea, don't go onto that website and see. See, so
you know,
some people like their dark, like skeletons in the closet would be like, I did gay porn to get through college.
This is what scares me.
It's like,
is that
I had this website.
I think now Stashberry is going to have more fans of their page than us.
That would be creepy if Stashberry blew up and got like huge.
Yeah,
it would be. I wouldn't know what to do. It was just like,
yeah, it's like, which one do we go with? Does this become the Stashberry show instead of the Los Livingston Brothers show?
That I don't know.
I gotta say,
I don't know. But I did have a pair before we got off. So I had a pair of the Starberry all white.
Yep. $10,
and they were less than that. I think they were $8.
That's fantastic.
Because at the store, everything was like $7.99, mm-hmm, or less. Mm-hmm. Literally everything in the store. It was like blue jeans, $7.99. You're like, these are kind of high quality. Are you sure you want to sell these for $7.99? Take it.
I think
that's why they went out of business.
Winning. Sam, you were saying?
I got to say, okay, I know you hate the word epic, but I included it before I even mentioned it being overused. And I have to agree with you on that. But I posted something about a beard. I never took a picture of it. But
of your beard.
Yeah, my beard. It was like a Grizzly Adams. It was crazy.
Should have kept it.
It was a Gillette Fusion razor that I used with the 5+1 blade. Six blades, technically. And I had to shave the entire beard twice to get it all.
See, that's when you got to bust out the trimmer.
Yeah.
Got to get out the trimmer.
You know, Sam.
Shave it down. And then that's something you'll learn, though.
This month,
I'll have to buy one.
This month, Apple's coming out with its Lion.
What is that?
Operating system. It's the upgrade to their operating system they have right now. You should have kept the Lion main going. You really should have.
Well, that's disappointing. How much is Lion going to cost?
$829.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Why would I want to get that? Sell me on getting a Lion over, what do I have now, Snow Leopard or something? Mm-hmm. Sell me on why we Apple users would need to get Lion.
Because you love it. You know it. You're an Apple fanboy.
Yeah. don't ask questions.
It's because there's
going to
be...
It's the greatest in the world.
It basically takes like the iPhone technology and mixes it up.
Wait, so I'm paying for my computer that is like 50 million times more powerful than a phone. You're taking that phone technology and putting it into my computer?
The operating system, Pete. Not the freaking chip that runs
Why
the phone.
Why is the phone's operating system more advanced than my computer's?
It's not that it's advanced. It's saying I'm taking it and I'm combining it.
You personally are taking
yes.
this
yes.
and combining it?
That is completely
I'm
correct.
Calling shenanigans.
That is right.
I am calling shenanigans.
I have done this myself.
On Apple.
I have done this myself.
And all of your... You've been brainwashed by Steve Jobs.
I've never met the man.
The long arm of Steve Jobs is
manipulating you.
No, really. Sell me on this.
I will sick fat
right
Charles
now,
Barkley on you.
I am... You're losing me.
You.
You're losing me online. So far you're saying I'm going to get cell phone technology... On my already very powerful MacBook Pro.
So let's go over this real quickly. How would you like to have your icons for everything that's on your computer? All your programs.
Crammed together?
Not crammed together.
In a grid.
Basically spread out.
Like Windows.
So that...
I hate you
so much. I'm not going to talk about it now.
No, you have to.
No,
I'm not buying it.
You know why? You know what I'm not going to say to you?
Garbage.
Because you're a hater. Pete, you're a hater.
Team Scotchberry sucks. I was like,
hey, Pete, tell me why Team Scotchberry was so great.
I'll tell you why. Undefeated at San Diego State.
I don't care.
And I won
$100. How does that affect me, Pete? How does that affect me?
If you would have bet on us, you would have made yourself a lot of money.
Hey, guess who didn't call me when you guys were on that roll so I could have won some money? You.
Hey, you know what? We were always
on
the roll.
You're not selling me on this, Pete.
I just did. You said, why? Why are we so great? And I just told you why.
No. That's not why.
I had a mustache before.
Poor Stefan. That's what you're doing to Stefan.
Before the whole retro 80s mustache craze came in, okay, I was rocking that when it was still, I mean, it still is disgusting. Back when it was just disgusting and creepy and only people on America's Most Wanted had mustaches, I rocked that. Shameless. That's a lie. I had some shame. There was some shame when I was slightly embarrassed walking around San Diego wearing a mustache. Wearing that mustache. Like, a little bit of me was like, oh, dude, people are staring. And those girls aren't staring because you look good in a mustache. They're probably saying, keep my drink away from that guy. I might be getting roofied.
80% of people who have mustaches have herpes.
60% of the time, it works every time.
I'm just saying.
It's science.
It is. It's science. That is science. Thank you. Thank you for that statistical analysis, by the way.
But just letting you know, Disneyland, going to be great.
Yep.
I'm excited. Little Mermaid riding.
Yep. Sam, did you just snort some cocaine over there?
I snorted something.
Hey there,
you
Sam.
Know?
Sam just did a line
in
the studio.
We're crossing it right now. Sam, by the way, you know, Pete, we totally missed our slow jam of the week.
Do you have one right now?
No, because you took it over.
It's okay.
No, Sam, come up with some words of wisdom, and I'm coming
sell
up.
Sell us on some words of wisdom. But don't be like Tim and fail to sell us on lion.
How about I fail to shove this up your butt, your crapper, son?
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you're going to play the slow jam. Get something. I don't care if it's already been played. Just get something good.
That's what I'm looking for, but I don't. Right now, I don't have anything good.
Since we're just sitting
here. This isn't
here.
Even a slow jam, but it's what I was looking for.
That's cool.
I'll take that. That's Sam, cool. You have a minute. Go.
Can I just, like, dance this off and that would be, like, my words of wisdom? Only if the webcam was working, I would.
Oh, yeah.
Do
we
it.
Need to get a we need to get the webcam going.
See me dancing.
shaking my hips.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our show. We appreciate you tuning in.
Sam, word of wisdom.
We've been for a half year. And as we always like to do when we end the show, we'd like to leave you some words of wisdom. Sam?
Here's a shameless plug for you. Get your Steam deals going. Even if you don't have a computer, it is so worth it to spend like $15 to get like a 800-hour RPG for your PC.
What'd you get?
Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition. It was only like $13.
Sam, winning. Winning.
But seriously, we only have until 10 a.m. tomorrow, or this morning, wherever you are, whatever your clock is saying.
All right,
Stashberry.
Team Stashberry.
Brothers.
We will be back in 2 weeks. Enjoy our replay of the Taylor Seagrass show next week.
And Chelsea declares that this show just turned into nothing but civil rivalry.
We'll see you guys later on.
Hi, Andrea.
You're listening to Sun FM 91.3, sweetheart. KSVY in Sonoma.